Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about what wireframing is in web design and why you might want to consider doing it. Tim, why don't you get us kicked off today?
Yeah, absolutely. So wireframing is, it's kind of, the word kind of describes it. It's basically a wired frame of the site. So rather than diving straight into WordPress and diving into your page builder or whatever you use, you basically have some other method of designing the site. We're going to go through some of the purposes here, but it doesn't look exactly like the site. It's essentially a skeleton outline, kind of, you know, bare bones version of the site, so that you can focus on some different aspects before you get to the aesthetic design of, you know, with the colors and the images and stuff like that. But yeah, there's a lot of different tools out there. Usually what I use, I have a few different wireframing tools, but I found that I tried to be too much of a perfectionist when that's not the purpose of it. And so what I found most effective is a piece of paper and a pencil and just, or actually a pen, that way I can't erase, because that makes me focus on just getting it down and then not trying to make it look amazing.
Awesome. Was that a number one point, Tim, there that you kind of covered?
Not really. Okay. I intentionally didn't get into that so that we could keep those points separate.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let you take the first one, and I'm gonna take the second one.
Yeah. So to answer the question of the episode title, or the second part, the first one is what is, and then the second one is why you should consider it. Well, it lets you focus on layout and structure, while keeping the aesthetic design separate. And so that way you can figure out, okay, I want this to go here. I know I want a hero image here. I want a call to action here. And it really lets you focus on those aspects, which when it comes down to it, that's the most important aspect, is how the user is going to see the content and how they're going to be guided through the page. And so it kind of separates out the aesthetic design of how it looks visually from a aesthetic standpoint, and lets you focus on layout structure.
Yeah, and that also helps your designers to put together something really nice. Trust me, they love it when they have direction to build these types of things. So the second point that we want to make is it allows you to focus on user flow, the customer journey. Site architecture is extremely important, and I realize this mainly because we have a product company. And, you know, I used to think a beautiful website was the most important thing. And when I first started building websites, that's what I wanted to show customers and stuff, was like, wow, look at this awesome looking thing that I built and stuff. And what I've learned over the years is that the most important thing is, you know, what do you want the user to do when they come to your website? And building that out and focusing on that customer journey and how they navigate the website is huge. Way more important than my beautiful website that I just built, come check it out. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the dollar bills, y'all. Businesses want to make money. You know, they don't care that visitors come to your site, their site, and think they have a nice looking website. They want they're in business for a reason. They want to convert them into customers. So wireframing can help you do that, because it'll allow you to set the structure of that site and stuff. And again, then you can turn it over to your designers. And if you have talented enough designers, they're going to make your mockups and stuff look absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and we talked about what David was just saying a few episodes back in episode 510. Your clients don't want a pretty website. They want this instead. And that's something that we teach a lot in our course, the Divi Business Expert course, is figuring out what your clients' goals are and then building the site around that, as David mentioned. And then the wireframing ties directly into that, because you can focus on the goals, accomplishing the goals, rather than just focusing on it, making it look pretty, which might impress them for a minute, but it's not going to impress them when their website's not doing anything for them later down the road.
Impress them for a hot minute, Tim? Yeah. I don't know why that popped into my head. So I never ever used that phrase, and I now can say that I've used it. Checked it off my bucket list.
There we go.
All right. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. Why do some developers hate WordPress? Sounds terrible, but you'll need to tune in to find out. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.